You're holding daf yud aleph amar aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says halchi komam that magdishin avrin umamirim behem. That again, we're trying to answer according to Bapoda that he holds a person cannot be magdish the avr the uba directly. He cannot be magdish a fetus. I hear it's mashmi yikud. So the answer was no halchi komam. This is what the Brisa meant to say, that the magdishin avrin umamirim behem. He could be magdish just an avr itself, just a limb, and you can make tumur on it. But you can't stop to make tamura on an aver. In other words, if you lechetchila makdish the aver, so halacha is once you makdish the aver, automatically it's chal kedusha on the whole behema. And now once the behema is kodesh, you can make tamura from it, but you can't make tamura onto one aver. The verse meant to say was though the uvrim shekotcher b'meiman, not that you were makdish the uva, just an uba that was kodesh b'meiman ema mirim ben. Such a behemoth, when it's born, you can't make tamura from it. So where it says, so does a diyik, v'lovladei kodeshim b'mei iman, hu d'lo yavdin tamura. It's a mashma then that you can't make tamura, just calls the man the uber, the fetus inside the mother's stomach. However, mashma, once the uber is born, avdi, then you couldn't make tamura from that uber, from that vlad. For the Mo'ayv or Tanan, we learned, ain ha vlad is oisim tamura. We learned, no, that the vlad, when it's born from a behemoth kochim, let's say you had a korban shlamim, it became pregnant, and when it gives birth, so that vlad now, you cannot make tamur from it. So how could you tell me now, it's mashmas only, not tamur when it's inside, but when it comes out it is, I will learn, even when it comes outside, also there's no tamura. Someone says, no, hamani rab yudi, that rice goes according to rab yuda. That all that the vlad is kochim could make tamura. For the gemara rab yuda, Avrin mikotchi is the aver by itself of Yamaktish, one aver. Does that make the whole behema kodesh? I holler of Yehuda, lestle, homer raglish, ozu oila, kulu oila. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from this, he said. He holds of Yamaktish, one regal. That's all. It's not in the spasha on the whole behema. So the price can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Smar says, no, omalei, hoch of a mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hoch of a mayaskinon, bedover oisoisa trefa. We're talking about now, you are makdish, a part of the animal, that if you take that part off, the animal will be a trefa. And that even according to the view do we hold, that if you makdish a part that would make, let's say, min hakuva lamala, from above the knee, if you makdish that part, so since if you take it off, the animal will become a trefa, that's a little bit like a davash on a shomet luyaba, and even the view agrees, if you makdish this part of the animal, automatically it's mispashed over the whole behema. So therefore, it could be this brisa comes out good according to the view do. That in Echlami, if you'd say this part of the animal to be Kaddish, it's a spashad over the whole behema, and no adin, it's mashmoni, the uber, when it's inside the mother's stomach, it can't make tamura. But once it's noilad, then it could make tamura. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, lemik tanoi l'chur, let's say, that's a machlekes tanoim. If you could be makdish in uber or not, the shaltering by pod and Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. Because we learn like this. Ha sheikhet, the Mishnah later we're going to have, ha sheikhet es achates. If somebody went to shech the korban chatis, and inside the mother, you found a fetus there. That's only 4 years, 4 months old. It's not completely developed yet, but it was still alive. So what's the halacha upon this uber? So Gatoni Chod, one Mishnah, one time learns, Eina Necheles, you could only eat it, El Zichre Kuna, Mashman has Kedusha on this uber. And only a zocher or kain zocher could eat it, like a regular kodesh kodashim. V'ena necheles el lefunim nakloim, you can only eat it inside the azor, inside the base of Migdash. And v'ena necheles el liyemech, you can only eat it for 1 day. After 1 day, look where it becomes like nicer. So according to this mandiyama, this vlad has the loch of mamash kedusha like a chatas itself. V'tani yiduch, another brisa says no. Necheles lechol adam, the loch of this fetus, again, you shechted the mother, you shechted the korban chatis, and you took out the fetus inside, so the shechita, the mother, helps for the vlad, for this uber. So another price says, you're allowed to eat it, and anybody could eat it. For necholam mechol makam, any place, even outside the base of Migdish. And then in necholam bazor, the opposite, you're not even allowed to eat it inside the azara. Why? Because it's called completely chulin. So my love isn't it, tanoihi, that's good for this machlokes tanoim over here. The mass of the kedusha chalal ubrin, the Tanakam lechura holds the shita like Rabbi Yochanan that you could be makdish in uber, and therefore we're talking about you had this famous chatis, so you were makdish it, and therefore this chal kedusha upon the uber, therefore only a kohen could eat it, and in the base of mikdash, and now when it comes nicer, the mass of the second time holds no, ain kedusha chalal ubrin, you can't be makdish in uber, Therefore, the uba, the baby inside, it doesn't have kedusha on it, and therefore anybody can eat it. So Chori says machlokes ba poda, and Rabbi Yechon the Chori is a machlokes anoyim. So Mora says could be loy. It's not a machlokes over here. Loy atayhani tanoi b'okim iflugid. The argument at this point that the mar sovar v'lodis kodishim behevi yosin hen kedushim, or mar sovar v'lodi kodishim b'mei imun hen kedushim. It could be both of them agree you cannot be makdish and uber. And therefore, when you were first makdish the mother, it could be at that time the uber, even if it was pregnant at that time, the uber doesn't have its own kedusha, not because you were makdish it. Could be they both hold you can't be makdish it. But there's halacha that if you have a korban, and the korban becomes pregnant, the mother, so then the uber inside it becomes kaddish by itself, not because you were makdish it, but since it's created its form in the mother of a korban, it also has kedusha. And that's the machlokes exactly when is the kedusha chal. So maybe that's the machlokes over here. Again, welcome if the demas of vlodis kedushim the heavy yosnein kedusha means only after it's born. So kolzman the uber is in the mother's stomach; it has no kedusha at all. It's only kedush to vlad when it's born. So here, if you shechted the mother and the baby was not born yet, it's only called chulin. That's when anybody could eat it. Umasav ratanakam mods no. Vlodi kodeshim b'mei imen hen kodeshim, which is a machlokes later on we'll have, that the vlad of a korban is kodesh as soon as it's created, even inside the mother's stomach, the fetus is also kodesh. So it could be that's the machlokes over here. So it could be both of them hold like bar poda. He could learn both to know him his way that really you can't be makdish to uber by itself. Near it's only machlokes. When is the vlad kodesh? The boy was saying another pshat could be no chat tanahu. There's one chat tanahu. It could be no that these tanas both of them hold like Rabbi Yechon. He'll learn shot like this Rabbi Yechonin that avada they hold you could be makdish and uber, but one verse is talking about the makdish behema v'yachakach nisabra that you were first makdish the mother and it wasn't pregnant then, it was the uber, and then later became pregnant. So lochur is that the kedusha is first chal when it's born. And that's the second brisa. Therefore, since this behemoth was not born, you will not eat it. It has no kedusha. The chadman home, but the first brisa is talking about shekdisha muberis, that you were first makdish this pregnant, let's say cow. So you made it into a korban chatis. Therefore, you were makdish both of them. So therefore, both is kaddish, the mother and the vlad. So that's piece of the way the Rabbi Yechon would learn this machlokes tanoim. So the kids are both bar pod and Rabbi Yechon can learn this machlokes according to themselves. Now the Gemara says, Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Klayim, a behemoth that was born from Klayim, a different pair of parents, Utrefa, a behemoth that became a Trefa, or else V'yotze Daifin, it came out of the side, not a regular birth, Tumtum V'yadrugnis, a suffix, whether it's a Zohar and a Keva, a Locher is Loi Kedoshim, they themselves cannot become Kaddish, and V'loi Magdishim, they can be marked as something else, so we'll soon see what that means. V'yama Shmuel explains like this, Loi kedoshim means b'tzmura. They themselves cannot become kaddish, means b'kedush even of tzmura, that's a chiddush. Rashi says that it means, shimhein chulin, you have a behemoth that's a treifam, or a yoytzi doifin, that's chulin. And you take it next to a behemoth's kodshim, and you say, zutach azu. So even though tzmura is chal upon a balmum, these things are worse than a balmum. And here there's no din tzmura chal on a treifa, a behemoth that's a chulin, that's a treifa, or klayim, or yoytzi doifin, tum tevadrugnis. There's not even chal kedusha tumur on it. Then v'loy makdisha means lasay tumura, that you can't be makdish them. They cannot make tumura. They have no kedusha saguf. They can't make something else into tumura. The tiny v'lon like this amar of meya char sheinam kedushin. Since they themselves can't have any kedusha, heich makdishin. What's shot to say? What's the havmin like to say makdishin? If they themselves is not kodesh, so what's the half mean here? Yeah. So the Gemara answers, "Iyata moitzel of the makdish behema, that were you a makdish behema first, and v'yachakach nitrefa, then the behema came a treifa, or else the makdish vlad, you were first makdish of vlad, v'yotze derech doifin, it came out derech doifin." They were telling me here now these behemas, if they have kedusha on them, they do not make tumura. The question is, how do you have the kedusha in the first place? This is the hechatimsa that first you were makdish of behemah, then it became a treifa. Well, first you were makdish of vlad, so it's a right to Rabbi Yechonon, and then the vlag came out yotze doifen. So therefore, it can't make tamura. Alma koporim, it's a proof to Rabbi Yechanan that kodesh vlad, that you could be matpish to uber by itself. So Mor says, I'm not there like this, the new yisoid, that betam b'meyet mimo afilu ba'poda nami moide de kodesh. That if you have a mother, that's a tam, complete. And the uber is also a tam. Then even ba'poda says you could be matpish that uber. You could make kedush upon the uber, it's cold like it's here, you could be matpish it. Lenechaku, where is the machlekes in Bapodin of Yechanan? Ela betam b'meye balas mum, where the mother is a balas mum, the mother. And now the uber inside is a tam. So the question is, could you be makdish the uber by itself? Bapodin sova kivun the yime lo makdishin kdushis aguf. Since the mother has a psul, the mother is a balmum, you can't be makdish the kdushis aguf. If so, again, like the uber is a chelik of the mother, and therefore hu nami lo kodesh. You cannot be makdish to uber either with a kedusha saguf. But Rabbi Yechon, sorry, Rabbi Yechon holds no. Hani kebeis behemoth ninu. Like uber lav yerechim, or the uber, the fetus is like a behemoth by itself. And therefore, enechanami. Imohi the lemikdisha, the mother, that's a balmum, she can make a kedusha saguf. Avalhu, but this uber, you could be makdish. So that's where the machlekes is. But in the case where both the mother and the kid is a tam, everybody agrees you could be makdish to uber, therefore comes a good braisa before. Lishnachrin, another way to say it is like this. Avo klayim v'tumtum v'yadrugnis. You have a behemoth that's klayim, born from two different pairs of parents. V'tumtum and drugnis is covered up, you don't know what it is. Iziyat t'moitzei elu b'vlad kachim. How do you have these things to say they're kodesh and they can't make tmura? Only by vlad kachim. Okrev Yehuda, like if Yehuda shoot to show him, he used to say, Ha Vlad oiset tmura, that a regular Vlad kochim could make tmura. Let's say you mark the Shlomim, and the Shlomim gives birth, so the baby, the uber, could make, has Kedusha, and he can make tmura on it. So the gives Halan who the like Kedusha gufayu. Only these here, the uber is a klayim, a tuntva drugness, they don't have Kedusha zaguf, that's why it can't be true, to make tmura. Aval uberin acherim kedushin. But the other ubis could make kedusha, could make tamura. So I call upon him, you see the ubrim have kedusha on it. So Rabbi Abaye answers Einachnami that tam b'meyet tmima divrihakol kodesh. Gufei, even Bapota would agree like this. If both the uber is a tam and the mother is a tam, he could be makdish the uber. Ela ki pligi where's the machlokes then Bapota and Rabbi Yochanan b'meya balas mum, where the mother is the bal mum. The Bapota sovar. Since the mother is a balmum, you cannot be makdish to mother with the zaguf. The vlad also can't be makdish of uber in a balas mum. At most you could just be makdish to the kedushas damim. Reb Yechon Sava no uber lav yerachimahu. The kid inside is not called part of the mother. It's called a part. It's called the behemoth by itself. And therefore, v'yafaga v'imu le'kodesh le'gufei, even though the mother, you cannot put a kedusha zaguf on it though, but v'lav mi'a kodesh le'gufei, but the v'lav, the uber, that's called something by itself, and that since it's a tam, that you could be makdashit le'gufei. So that's the machlokes v'apodin Rabbi Yechanan. Then the Mishnah says, v'yom Rabbi Yosi, v'loy b'mekudoshim, ha'yma ragdash shalzu. Rabbi Yosi holds that if a person takes a regular behemah and says he just wants the foot of this animal to become kodesh, so lochur is automatically the whole behemoth becomes kodesh. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. So Rabbi Yosi says by tumur also, if someone takes this behemoth chulin and says he only wants the regal, just the foot of it to become tumura, it's like a chal, because tumur means like you want that regal to become kodesh. So once that regal becomes kodesh, it's the spash that goes over the whole animal, and therefore the whole thing becomes tumura. Tumura says like this. Tanu Rabbanan, what like this? Yochel, I would have thought to say, ha'ima ragdash shozu oila. Somebody has his own animal, and he says he only wants the regal, just the foot of it, to become a korban oila. So I would have thought to say the whole thing is chal. It's nispashit. Tamulem. No, the pasuk says kol hashayitim imenu lashem yikodesh. Anything you want to give from the animal could become kodesh. So the kid that says mimenu lashem v'lo kulo lashem. It's possible just to be makdish part of it. You could be makdish just the regal by itself. Part of it you could give to Hashem. So right, so Yochel, I would have thought to say then Teitzei L'chulim. So maybe you could do whatever you want with it. You could be Yotzei L'chulim if you want to. Like you could be Poydirit and just be Yotzei L'chulim. Talmud Lema, no, it says Yia Kaddish, that this animal does have Kedusha. I call upon him in the regal of it, it's Chala Kedusha on it. So a Ketzel, so what do you have to do with such an animal? That you are Makdish just the foot. So only the foot has a Kedusha's Oiler on it. So what do you do with this animal now? So like this, Timcha Letzorch Eilus, you have to sell this animal to somebody that wants to bring a Korban Eilah. So sell it to him. The money you get from it, you could use the money, excluding the value of this one leg. Since you already makdish that leg, that you can't take the money. That you have to like, give it to the hegdish, the money. These are the words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the shita. The b'kitz of you makdish just the foot of an animal, so the kedush is only chal upon that foot, not the rest of the behemoth. However, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say no. That minan, how do I know to say? If somebody says, Raglish Yazu Oila, the leg of this animal should be a carbon oila, Shakula Oila, it's chal on the whole animal a carbon oila. Shem the Pasuk says, Kola Shayitim Menel Hashem, anything you give to Hashem, it automatically becomes Hegdish. Kishoim, when the Pasuk, so that Pasuk with Mashma Mimenu, you could be Makdish only part of it. But Kishoim, when the next Pasuk says, Yeh Kodesh, is the Rambas as Kula, it's come to Marbo, the whole animal becomes Kodesh. That's Rabbi Yossi Svar, he says Nespashet. That once you want to make just a regular Kaddish, automatically it's Nespashet over the whole animal. Omama, what we just say, what's the eighth according to the Tanakhama? That when you make this just the foot, so you have to sell it to someone that needs a Korban Eilah. So Omama, Timorche, sell it to Tzorchil, someone that needs a Korban Eilah. So the question is why? V'okimaisi behema mechaser haseiver. If that person was mechayv himself to bring a Korban Eilah, he has to bring the complete Korban. Here, what you're selling him right now, it's like you are makdish the foot, so it's get like you're not selling him the foot. That guy only has the rest of the animal, but the foot is like your kedusha. So that person is not yotz, is neder. And Rashi says, Shrei oisei eiver ein eshaloi, it's not his. Elu l'chayv ha-samoich, it's like your chayv. So that person made a neder to bring his own korban, he shouldn't be yotz with this korban. So Marava says like this, B'yom, the person says, Herei elai oila v'chayeha. He had to bring korban oila stam b'chayeha means Rashi's herei elai l'hokriv kol hevorm shebeim echayim menu. I have a chiyuv to bring a korban oila any all the evorim, all the limbs that keep it alive. But mashmi, you don't need every single limb of the animal. You only need the vital limbs that keep it alive. So therefore, this regal, we're talking about the bottom part of the regal, it can live without it. So therefore, you do not mean to bring it for your nether. So in such a case, you'd be yoetz your nether even without this regal. So the regal remains kaddish because of the first one's kedusha. Then the second one, when he buys it, he's makdish the rest of it and is yoetz his nether. Now, Omer Rav Chizda says, though, so good, so far, Machloka Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you makdish the regal, only the regal is Kaddish. And Rabbi Yossi yells, no, the animal becomes Kaddish. Tanakh Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda says, though, you should know, neither Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, he would agree, though, that Bedover Shoy Soysa Treifa. Let's say, if you makdish not just the bottom part of the leg, but you makdish the whole leg, even the top part, above the knee, at the other loch is if you cut that off the animal, it becomes a treifah. So that's considered like a dovish and a shamat luyabal, like he'll die without it. And therefore, if you mean to be makdish the whole leg, so even if you would agree, the whole animal becomes kaddish. Rava says no, only the dovish shay sois in the vela. It's not enough just something that makes it into a treifah, it has to be more you take off that makes it into a nevela. The vela is even worse than a treifah. We'll soon see. Rav holds that a treifah alone could live. If you make him into a nevela, then he can't live. Rav Sheshes Amar, even further than this. Not even something that makes him into a nevela, but it has to be something that if that point piece wouldn't be here, the animal will die. So that's called Dovish and Hashamat Luyabar. So if you mean to be Makdash, let's say the head. So without the head, the animal can't live. So then even if Yudu would agree that once the Kedush is Chal upon the head, it's a Migu is Chal upon the whole body also. Now the Gemara explains, what's the three of Machlokes? Ma'ika, what's the difference between Rav Chizda l'Rava? Ika b'nayu treifa chaya. The loch, if you have a treifa, could it live or not? Which really a machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin. Rav Chizda savar lo kamandiyam a treifa nechaya. He goes, no. Once a bein has one of the yutches treifas, it can't live. So that's considered then like a dover shanashama tluyibo. So if you makdish anything that would make the animal into a treifa, then the kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. For Rav savar, no, that's not enough. Because he holds command, even though the behemoth became a treifa, still it could live. So it's not enough just to make it into a treifa. Now, ma'ika ben Rav or Rav Sheshes, that Rav says you have to make it into a nevela. Rav Sheshes says it has to die. Ika benayin the Rebbe Lozer, that we hold from Rebbe Lozer's halacha. The Yoma Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Lozer holds, nitlo yerech v'chalal shalom. If you have an animal, and you take off its thigh, and the whole halal, though a hollow part of it there, so that makes it into a nevela. So shalom is, does everybody agree for this? Rebbe Savulok Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe holds at that also, that even though he just took off the thigh of the animal, and the hollowness also there, that's enough to make it into a nevela as if it would vaday die, can't live. So therefore, if you are makdish the whole thigh, that's also called a davar shanashama tlu yibom, and the whole behemoth becomes kaddish. However, Rav Sheshes leisavulok Rebbe Lozer, first doesn't look like Rebbe Lozer, and he holds no, that alone will not make it into a treifa. Therefore, into an emesa, it won't die. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says it has to be something that would mamish really make it die. By kol ponim, these three all hold the same yisod, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when does he say if you makdish the regal, the rest of the animal is not kaddish? That's only if it's not something that will die. But if you makdish part of the body, like the head, that it can't live without the head, then everybody agrees, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, to kedushu b'chal upon the whole behema. So Mor says, is that true? Mesa, we have the question. Omer Rebbe says like this, that Niran Divir Reb Yehuda, I like the words of Reb Yehuda, that he says only the regular chal, v'dover shenan neshamat luyibo, on something where your mouth is just the regal, where it can live without it. But v'divir Reb Yehuda, I like the words of Reb Yosi, v'dover shenan neshamat luyibo, if your mouth is the head, that it can't live without it, then I like the words of Reb Yosi, that the Kedush is chal upon those things. So lav, according to Reb, don't we see, nechlal deplig yuled Reb Yehuda, Mashab Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yosi even in a case where it's neshama tluyibo. So Rabbi says, in such a case, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi. But Mashab Rabbi Yehuda himself argues in all cases and holds, anytime you mark the sheep in the head, still it's not chal on the whole behema. So it's not like we were saying before in Rab and Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. So the answer is no. Bishleiman is like this. Bishleiman nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Bishleiman is good at what we say. Near and divrei Rabbi Yehuda, b'dava shen haneshama tluya bo, mechlal de pola galed Rabbi Yosi. That's good, that we understand. Rabbi Yosi argues, Rabbi Yosi holds, even on something that's not neshama tluya bo, Rabbi Yosi holds, the kedusha is chal. But elu what you said, near and divrei Rabbi Yosi, b'dava shen haneshama tluya bo, so lav mechlal de pola galed Rabbi Yehuda. Mash Rabbi Yehuda argues on him, that you tell him mash mitzvah machloi, because if you don't, even though you makdish the head, only the head is chal and not the rest of the body. And Rabbi Yosi is the one that says, no, the whole body is chal. So here Rabbi says, I like Rabbi Yosi's words. So mashmah that Rabbi Yehuda argues even by davar shenashamat luyibo. Is so tiyufta de kula to kash and all these of Chizd and Rab and Rosh Hashas. So Rosh Hashas, no, that's not the pshat of in Rabbi. And I'll tell you, rather, it should be like this. That really chasur mechsa something is missing in Vokhita, this is the way it should be learned. Vokhita, near and divar Rabbi, I like the words of Rabbi. Near and divar Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi according to Rabbi Yehuda. B'davar shenashama tluyibo. You know why? You know what Rabbi meant to say? Because he holds, Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda l'nechlekulav. Even Rabbi Yehuda does not argue on him. Eller, he only argues, B'davar shenashama tluyibo. Avo b'davar shenashama tluyibo, noidilei. For b'davar shenashama tluyibo, he also admits to say, T'kdushas chal upon the whole behema. See if it comes a good like Rav Chisda, and like Rav, and like Rosh Hashas. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you mark this something like the head, that for sure can't live without it, then everybody agrees the kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. Nothing more says. Boy, Rav asks a shayla, boif ma, what's going to be by a knife? If you mark this just the leg of a knife, is it also chal on the whole bird or not? Behema merachemono v'ola behemi. The pasuk says in this parasha of kol hashitim imenu Hashem, word behema. So if you own a behema, only by a behema animal, we have this. Or do we maybe know? The pasuk says korbanam rachmanam, vaynami korbanu. A bird is also called a korban to teiku. That's a good shayla that remains a teiku. Boy, Rav, it's another shayla. What's going to be hiktish eva ledomov? You makdish, let's say the regal, for its value, for its money. Not that you makdish the regal to be kedushas aguf. So now, mal, what's the locha? Do we say two migus or not? One story is we should say mal the teichas lo kedushas aguf. Do we say that Kedusha Saguf is chal upon the whole behemoth or not? It should be like this. Mi yomah, do we say, ki when the nachtlo Kedusha's domim, once Kedusha's domim is chal upon this aver, Nachlo namach dushas aguf. That's always the miku that we say. Once you makdish a baal mum, a tamimim, even though you only makdish it for money, but once the kedushas damim is chal, it's automatically chal kedushas aguf on that one regal. And now midi yakdish al echad aver, since one regal now has the kedushas aguf on it, akdish el kula, so it also spreads out over the whole body, according to Rabbi Yossi. A dilma maybe no. Chad migu amar. We only say one migu. That if you would have been makdish right away this regal for kedusha saguf, then it spreads over the whole body. But trei migu lo yomar. But we don't say two migus. So that's the shaila. We don't hear you have to say two migus. First of all, you only makdish just one regal for the domin. So you have to say one migu since it's chal for the value of it, it's chal kedusha saguf. Then a second migu spreads over the whole body. So that's the shaila. Do we say two migus or not? So Mor says, Tivshel Levin today, should have brought a proof for himself. The Yom Rav, Rav says, Hiktis Zochel Adamov, if you mark this Zochel for its value, Kodesh Kedushas Aguf, the Kedushas Aguf is chal upon the animal. So Mor is going to share what the Havimini was. Mor says, Poshid, Hosam the Yakdash Elakulai. His Havimini was, you only mark this part of it. So Mor says, no. There is talking about you mark this no animal for Kedushas Domin. So there it's only one Migul, that since the Kedushas Domin is chal, it's automatically chal of Kedushas Aguf. But here our shalom was the yakdash shechad ever. You only makdash just one ever of it. So to say two migus might take a philosophic. Boi minay mirava. Yes, the shalom from Rava. The Shita says boi minay abayi mirava. What's going to be hektish chad ever ma begiza? Let's say you only makdash one ever, just a regal, or you're allowed to shear off the wool off the animal. So tishlucha miho, bring a proof from me. At the time we learned lo togus bechor tzenecha. You can't shear off the wool off your bechor. If you have a bechor that you don't shoot with, you and a guy, then you could shear off the wool. So you see what? If you have parts for you and parts for the korban, you could shear off. So Mora says, no. That's a pturin bechor. If you own a bechor, shoot with a guy, then no kedushas chal upon the bechor at all. That's why you could shear off the wool. But over here, where your mouth is just one regal of it, Nachtalay Kedusha, like even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only the regal remains Kaddish, not the rest of the body, but at least the regal is Kaddish. So you could have a suffix, since part of the body is Kaddish, maybe we'll be also to shear off the wool. That's a good suffix. Lishtach, another Lashon is like this. Hos the main biyoda lagdishai. Since part of it belongs to a guy, there's no way to be makdish no animal. Hocha biyoda lagdishai, even though you only makdish one regal, but lady can be makdish the rest of the animal. So maybe it's like a kunaf kedusha here that you can't shear off the wool. That's a tekel. Boy minay abaye miraba. Abaye is another shayla from Rabba. Higdish oira mal bavoida. Let's say somebody who's makdish is just the skin of the animal. That's all. So the question is not could you, and the animal's alive. Can you work with the animal? So Toshma coming here. Hoima, somebody says masha b'meyesh azu oila. You have a pregnant cow. And you say you want to be makdish to uba, the fetus, to be a korban oila. So, and the mother is not kaddish at all. It says muteras bagiz, you allow to shear off the wool of the mother, but the asura bavoida, you can't work with the mother. What's the reason of make chash uba shabo? Because working with the mother will make the uba inside become a little bit weaker, and you're making hegdish weaker. You can't do that. So we hear also you shouldn't be able to work with this animal because you're making the skin weaker. Or Malay said back no, kikatona. That we learned over there asura bavoida is only midirabonin. It's only midi rabbanan that's also, but not midi raisa. So Mor says, "Yehochu, that's the pshat of filo begiza namitis sir. If it's only yosin the rabbanan, why don't the rabbanan say you can't shear off the wool? Or Malay, no. Avoid the demichshar when you work with the mother. That maybe will make the fetus weaker. Gaza be rabbanan. The rabbanan made zera. You may come to work with a korban, but giza like gaza be rabbanan. The rabbanan don't make any zera upon the giza. So mash from here by the skin." For sure, there's no gzer either. So, if even though you makdish the skin, the chur be mutter to work with the animal. Midrashi just says no. Our shalu is midiraisa. So from there, you can't bring a proof. There it's only midrabanan. But our shalu is the nista diraisa. They get malchus, so you can't bring a proof from there. It could be midiraisa. Maybe even though you makdish the skin of this animal, you're allowed to work with the animal. We're not afraid. Maybe the skin will get a little bit ruined. That doesn't bother us. The other Mor says, "Boy minay yabayim Rav Yosef, he shlomim of lo dechulin." That's a person was makdish just the mother, and not the uber. V'shochta b'fnim. Then you went and shecht the mother inside the Beis Hamikdash. Ma, what's the halacha? Lamandiyom of Lodi Kotchim Bev Yosne Kedoshim. The Mandiyom, it says the Vlad, even though it's coming out of the mother, doesn't become Kotchim until it's born. But before it's born, it's called Kulin. So the question is then, Mihevi Kulin Biyazora. So when you shecht the mother right now, the shechita on the mother is like you shecht on the kid also. So the kid right now is Kulin. So is it also or not to make the shechita in the Beis Hamikdash or not? That's the Shaila. Would there be a nisa shechitas Kulin on this korban shlamim, since it has inside of the fetus that's only chulin? So is that mutter or not?
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.